I think it is purely political harassment. I think ZANU-PF is desperate to make political mileage, and GALZ has been operating for many years, but it was not operating in the dark. It was operating just like any other NGO. But as we are approaching elections, I think ZANU-PF is desperate to make political mileage by harassing and intimidating NGOs. And, of course, GALZ becomes the most vulnerable, especially in the light of the Mass Public Opinion Institute results, survey, which says ZANU-PF is gaining its popularity.
If this final draft is adopted, it would appear that GALZ will remain vulnerable. So if you were advising them, what do you think they should do about the situation in Zimbabwe right now?
I think the best thing for them is to register as a trust. If they register as a trust, they can operate without needing to register as a PVO. And to register as a trust, all they need is a trust deed, a notarial deed of trust, as well as a lawyer to register
it. But is it really about registering as a trust, or there's more to this issue, especially to do with how people view homosexuals in Zimbabwe?
It is to do with how people view homosexuals, but the real truth is that it is about power. It is about political mileage. It is about ZANU-PF trying to gather as much support as possible before the next election. And I think myself that the GALZ people will make themselves more vulnerable to these harassments if they don't register as a trust.